on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
The Indonesian government is currently studying Indonesia's rice surplus to support humanitarian missions, including aid to Palestine. Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono stated, according to the minister, the government is formulating scheme to assist international humanitarian missions with its rice surplus. He noted that the stocks and strengths of Indonesia position as the largest rice producers in the ASEAN region, surpassing major countries such as Thailand and Vietnam. This result is strengthened by an official report from the United States Department of Agriculture, which ranks Indonesia as the top rice producers in Southeast Asia. Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan stated that Indonesia is focused on increasing domestic coffee production with the goal of overtaking Vietnam as the world's record largest coffee producers, with annual coffee production exceeding 700,000 tons. The minister noted that Indonesia currently ranks fourth in the global and believes this figure can grow significantly with the right strategies in place. According to Hasan, Indonesia has vast areas of land suitable for coffee cultivation, from the westernmost region of Aceh to the eastern reaches of Papua, each introducing beans with distinctive flavor profiles. And that was the news.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland. Kota Baru, Kota Bameja, Bameja, Bamana Puri Sangkara, Bamana Puri Sangkara. Bertemu lawan Arinda, Arinda Iman di dadara, Samalaya Iman di dadara, Samalaya.
Kuluasan saya berkumilia,
Voy listener, you know what? Today is known as the almost the National Museum Day, where why is museums are important for present and future generation? Let's talk about it a little bit. So, museums are links to other worlds. If I'm an anime watcher, so it's really good speaking about another world, but it's not like that because it is about our past as well, the past civilization that have been lost or built over. They are keepers of history, of irreplaceable works of arts and artifacts that have been dug out and silt and ash. The artifacts, bones, and photos that decorate museum halls tell the stories of heroic moments in history, long extinct creatures, and also unthinkable monsters. Ooh. So, despite the growth of civilization and the rapid development of many areas, the truth remains that there are still many parts of the world that still haven't been explored in depth, either because they are nearly impossible to get to, or because they have been covered over with water and developments. The Earth still holds its secret, and there are some we may never discover, or maybe have the answer to. But however, museum offers the chance to learn about some of the other mysteries through the artifacts they house, and can even provide the opportunity to learn about humans' race via the past. And that knowledge has proven invaluable over the years as we discover more and more about our ancestors. So, when we think about museums, many times we think of exhibits that have not to be touched, kept safe from damaging fingers and flash bulbs so that future generations can enjoy them. But these days, many museums have found many in corporate technology into the visitor's experience, and in some cases we may even be able to interact with artifacts and their stories via smartphone. One of the greatest advances in technology is the ability to roam a museum from home using a computer or tablet, as many of them have upgraded their websites to include interactive maps and guide tours that can be viewed from any devices. Speaking of museum, is really hyping me up a bit. But for your listener, talking about museum, my favorite museum is of course about the space. In Indonesia, we have Taman Mini Indonesia Indah with the museum about space and technology from Indonesia and also the world, where you can interact with many science things that you are interested about and many things. From like science is really amazing for me to learn and watch for myself and even tested it out. So make sure to visit your local museum and maybe you can learn a thing or two, or maybe just have the best time of your life there.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Dalam berjalan ku petik untuknya. Ketika ku merenungkan katakan pada diri, jangan mundur bila kau tahu caranya untuk maju. Ku beranikan diri untuk ungkapkan isi di hati. Saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan niatku, jangan remehkan
Bar, mau nembak gue lagi lo ya? Iya, Bar, gue mau kok.
Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti. Ku ingin kau jadi milikku.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasoami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, thank you so much for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, my colleague will continuing on with the program of Indonesia Today, where you can tune in our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRA Digital. And if you want to send your messages through our social media, there's Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, and VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com, and also WhatsApp number in +62 8212381213 0. And please enjoy our feature, Karinding, to accompany you before changing the host after this. So make sure to always stay tuned with us and Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow, and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengangkat karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap lung, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm midrub. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Dulunya itu dari ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nathat says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
in Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007, sampai kemari lah, gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun. Astaghfirullah la banunagi. Astaghfirullah la banumantrog. Astaghfirullah aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah la banunagi.
Santos kabalayar ayun ang
you have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Law by Stikvar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus mencarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Serindu was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcast